I'm just happy to be alive.
You're alive. We were sick. You were really sick.
Oh, I was so sick.
Yeah, you guys are not contagious anymore, right?
No.
Okay.
Good. I had just a.
I'm so contagious.
I had a good old-fashioned cold.
That was only half a fake cough.
Both of you saying you guys are sick, and we're like, we're going to delay the podcast for a couple days because we're sick. And I'm like, all right, cool. I was like, oh, I hope they're not sick today.
Yeah.
Because I don't want to be sick at home. Just
when I got sick on like Monday or Sunday, I was like, oh no. If I miss another week of this goddamn podcast and we're going to be gone next week, like.
Oh, yeah.
Are we? Why?
We got a trip.
Oh.
Yeah. We'll probably podcast.
We'll probably podcast.
What we did last time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Live.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Okay, well.
On the road.
Outside of the show, I will ask you what this trip is, because I didn't know there was a trip.
Oh, yeah. We got two of them.
Nice.
We have two trips coming up.
It's going to be pretty cool.
We have a trip, and then we have a week.
And then we have another trip, and then we have a week, and then I'm on a trip, and I'm going on a cruise.
And then
nice.
I'm going to
and
see
then
a Disney
I'm
cruise.
I'm on a trip.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm going to Origins Game Fair.
Oh.
To go, like, shop around Planetborn.
Excuse me.
Yeah.
Have you heard of a tabletop called Planetborn?
No. Tell me about it.
This will save your life. How much are you selling for the?
We do also have a little knock knock today, so we'll talk about that.
Oh yes.
Yeah. That's a.
We'll
that's
say hello to them later.
Yeah. We'll say hello.
Wait. We do.
We have a little knock knock going on today.
Oh.
Yeah.
I'm just out of the loop today. Like, wait, what's happening?
That's okay. Somebody once said I'm in the loop, so I've believed it since then.
Who said that?
I don't know.
Matt
somebody.
Lieberman?
Yeah, Matt Lieberman.
You're in the loop.
Remember the loop?
Yes, I do.
Oh, I miss the loop. I used to edit the loop.
Yeah.
You used to edit the loop, too?
I don't know. I
no,
think I might have dabbled.
You used to edit the other one that I edited for Elliot.
Oh, the study.
The study.
Yeah,
that's what it was.
I made the looks for both of those.
That's good.
I enjoy both of those. I was like, oh, yeah, I'm proud of those.
Wait, can we talk about the study really quick? Because I don't think we've ever talked about that publicly.
About what? Like
the study.
Our plan?
How weird that fucking show was.
The intro
that
was
intro.
My jam.
Yeah. That intro. So you created that whole intro, right?
Yes. I don't really remember how it started, but it was just like.
For those of you who don't know, Elliot C. Morgan used to have a show on SourceFed called The Study.
Yeah, it was like a guest appearance. Like, oh, Elliot Morgan's back in town, and he has a special series called...
Elliot C. Morgan.
Oh, Elliot C. Morgan.
It's a very different person than Elliot Morgan, yeah.
And he was back for The Study.
Oops, I'm adjusting my mic. Hold on.
And yeah, we just didn't know what to do for the intro, right?
You made it before I came in. I wasn't there when you made it.
I don't know how to explain this.
It wasn't it just
yeah,
a series of
it.
Like montage stock footage.
Yeah.
Over like
so
jazz
had,
music,
yeah.
And then it would always end up in disaster.
So
at
what?
The end.
That's
from
exactly
what I
what
understand,
it is, yeah.
From what I understand, it was a there was a collection of stock footage that got from Discovery, mm-hmm. like a
terabyte,
which is a lot of bytes.
Random,
yeah.
Just random.
I remember that was like your first job when you came to SourceFed. It was like
organize all this stock footage.
It was, yeah,
it was a nightmare. Anyway, tons and tons of stock footage, and. So what I was told by Ricky, and I had no idea you did it until later, is that we have to build intros for the study, and they have to get like weirder and more subversive as they go on, but they also have to have a story that tracks through some sort of like timeline. Like there needs to be a narrative.
A progression that it's getting worse. Like, oh, you think it's fine, this person's going out for drinks. Oh, no, this person got in a car accident. Oh, no, they're drowning. Oh, no, the city's on fire.
Right.
It's the study.
Right.
Yeah.
And so, but it started off, like, it's a progression of things getting worse. So, the first episode, all you're getting is, like, gold coins and champagne bottles and then cocaine.
Right.
It was like, oh, that's kind of came out of nowhere. And then the next week, it was, like, a kid playing in the swings. And then rain comes, and then thunder, and the whole town's on fire. And then it progressively gets worse and worse and worse as the season goes on until the world actually explodes.
And then, so I had to take it from the world exploding.
Yeah.
Oh, that's amazing.
So
my favorite thing was coming into the editing room kind of right after you came up with like a couple rough drafts of what?
Of ideas.
Of ideas, and then just going through and then just seeing everybody just... crack the
There's
fuck up.
There's definitely a mash cut of everything.
Because it was just like the fun. It seemed like one of the funnest things to edit just because it was so
it was really
silly.
Well, the thing is it was really fun once you knew what you were doing.
Yeah.
But getting the direction was really hard because it was like, okay, I have all of this footage. what am I going
to, yeah,
what am I going to use? So I would make two different folders that were like juxtaposition folders. So I remember what I did, what I ended up doing, because the world exploded. That was the end of the last episode of the study.
Because there were aliens coming. Yeah. So, like, people were playing in the park, all nice. And then slowly a fucking ship, like an Independence Day, comes in through the clouds. And
all stock
next,
footage.
And then the next clip, the world explodes. So it's like usually like three clips that we try to do it, three or four.
Yeah.
First one's really nice. Second one, shit's about to go down. Third one, it's real bad.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
You're having a bad
time. So then I decided to start it over from like the beginning of life itself.
Oh.
Yeah.
So then like we saw cells dividing. And then we saw like viruses being born and like all this stuff.
They're just coming out of the water.
Yeah. So then we got to dinosaur times, and then we just watch a dinosaur shit an egg for one of them. That was all we did, was just watch a dinosaur shit an egg.
It was a classic.
It was the whole intro.
Classic shitting dinosaur.
And then I think I remember one where it was like.
Shitting
yeah, you remember that one? And then do you remember the part two where there was one that was really, I loved it. It cut to like somebody doing an auction, I think.
Yeah.
And then it cut to like Wild West town, and then a dinosaur, like people like riding horses and stuff, and then a dinosaur walking through.
Yeah.
And it was like an alternate timeline where dinosaurs and people existed at the same time. And then there was one, I don't know if it was one you made or one I made, but it was great. It was one that wasn't a threefer, or it might have been a threefer, but it was a massive juxtaposition where basically there were children playing on a playground, and there was like vultures eating dead bodies.
I remember that one.
Oh, it's so good.
We had some that we couldn't air because of the news.
Oh yeah.
Yeah,
like that the French guillotine one?
Yeah.
That was during when the French when the shooting happened in France, right? Yeah, so there's like a whole French guillotine bit that got cut. Because,
yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah, because of that.
That was a good call. That was a good call.
That was a great call.
That was a good call. We had to cut it.
It would have been really bad. Well, I think on that note, welcome back to We Stayed Late.
Welcome back. I feel great. I haven't been on here for weeks.
It's been a while.
Yeah.
It's been too long. I feel like
Wait,
I'm putting
has
on
has it been 2 weeks?
Yeah.
Yeah, because we took off
2 weeks
week before.
And too long.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
And we haven't
that's
been on right. YouTube. I'm sorry. We're trying to figure that out.
Yeah, can we get back on YouTube?
We can.
My mom has been really bothering me
about
not being able to see you
guys.
We're
recording it at my house, at my apartment now. And so it makes it really hard because we don't have a like studio setup anymore.
And I forgot because I have a bad memory to bring my camera. Or you have a camera too.
I have a camera too. But the problem is that here's the issue. Is we can't use the C100s anymore because they're stuck at work. And we can't do the podcast at work because it's all the way in
Culver, and
Culver
I'm not
City.
Driving down
and
there.
She's not driving all the way to Culver because all of us live around here.
Yes.
There's no reason to have her drive all the way to Culver. But we can't take the C100 cameras from Culver to here because this is not technically a Group 9 podcast. And the camera that I have is a 5D.
Yes.
The 5Ds only film for 30 minutes before they cut.
Oh.
So I would have to like stop or set a timer. Go. And then like start it again,
that's not
which
the
is fine.
Worst case thing.
It's not bad, and I have a plug, so we can go right to the outlet, so we don't have like batteries dying.
I just wonder if there's a way to get like.
I mean, if someone wants to buy us a C100,
No.
It would be like a
that's like thousands of dollars.
I'm gonna put it on my wish list and just hope it's never gonna happen.
I don't even
but
know
that'll
how
be
you
funny.
Would do it, but like, I mean, I guess maybe with a
could
Sony.
Could you live stream into the computer somehow?
Like with the oh,
like treat it like oh.
You can't live stream a 5D.
Yeah, like an old Panasonic video camera.
That's
and
what
just
I mean.
Have it like plugged in.
Like old school, like the old school cameras. Do we still have those?
Like an old school?
Like an SVHS, but a
like a mini disc?
Mini DV.
Ugh, mini DV.
I don't want to do that.
That'd be real fun.
That you got to.
Hey, can we GoPro?
That's real time importing.
GoPro?
We could GoPro it.
How long do those GoPros last?
An hour, and then they die.
Do we
wait? You could plug it in to one of those portable chargers.
We're having, this is a real time.
Yeah.
Sorry, I'm talking a cough drop.
And if you think of something better,
real time conversation.
Yeah. And we have, do we have, you have a GoPro or no?
No,
borrowing one again.
No, we'd have to borrow one. But they'd be much less than borrowing a
C100. Yeah. Well, for now, are your 5D.
We could just live stream it on Periscope.
You'd have to have a phone ready for that.
I was like, Periscope's dead.
No, we just live stream it on Vine. We just Vine it.
Oh.
Put it on
RIP's Vine.
MySpace.
Livestream it to MySpace.
Anyway, we're gonna figure this out.
We can livestream it to Facebook. Oh no, that doesn't work. Livestream it to you. Well, we need 1,000 subscribers. 1,000 subscribers?
Yeah, we still need 1,000, which means we need video to keep putting videos on YouTube.
Oh,
to keep pushing.
It's a catch 22.
What are we gonna do?
God damn it. We need 1,000 subscribers to livestream to YouTube. We can only livestream to YouTube.
Speaking of, I keep forgetting to vlog when I come here to record this, so I could put it in the
vlog right now.
Oh, just vlog right now?
Yeah.
Okay, hold on. Let me pull
and for
up.
Everyone hold listening, on. You can go to Star's YouTube channel, youtube.com/starline.
Hey, this is Star's vlog. I'm recording a podcast.
Hey, ooh, we're here. This is all of us.
This is a little elephant, and that's another elephant.
Luis is holding elephants that are on my table.
Look at that.
We're going to talk about Infinity War because, yeah. Luis, you weren't here.
Hold on. You got to subscribe to We Stayed Late.
Oh, yeah. There we go.
You should do that.
We're going to get a video
camera
soon.
I'm
going
to link to the YouTube channel. There's no new videos, but there should be videos soon. Now that I'm going to link to it.
Please soon.
We'll do it next week.
Yeah.
Because we'll have
the equipment. Oh, yeah. Well, we'll just do it from the laptop.
Will that work? Why don't we do it from the laptop now?
We could. Hey, we could do it.
What do you think? Let us know down in the comments down below. Great.
That was good. That was good vlog content.
Good vlogging
that
content.
That was, you know what? That was a good crossover. Like, we could just, I don't know. Like, that seemed like we were repurposing content. Like, we did.
Yes. This is live repurposing content.
It's like, yeah. It's like what some companies do, where they shoot a show and have you make two shows out of the same footage.
I mean, I'm down for it. Here's the thing. I'm also, like, as much, I want We Stayed Late to get to 1,000 subscribers, but I'm also about 900 short from 10,000 subscribers on mine. Uh-huh. And that's like the next level of getting more things from
YouTube.
Do you
get a button?
No. Oh, no.
What?
I'm like,
you don't get a button?
You get a button, I think, at 50.
Hey, get us to 50 so we can get a goddamn button.
Because that would be great. I would 50, love a 000? Button too. Yeah.
Damn.
Yeah, but 10 gives you like more extra features.
Like what? But, like you're in the front page?
Like,
second page?
Third page.
It's good for me. It's good for me, but weirdly not as great for like the viewer. But like, if you get 10, you could put your Teespring store on the description.
Oh,
and I think that's cool.
That's not bad for other people. If people
go
to Teespring, they're wanting to buy
ads. But it's great for me because I can do like a more direct.
Yeah, but I feel like, I don't know. I feel like if you're a person who's just making content for free on YouTube, that if there's an ad. Well, I don't understand what the big deal is.
It's also just for like.
Is that a problem?
For
do people get mad?
Also for numbers wise and stuff like that. For like,
yeah.
To be able to like promote the channel and stuff and be like, hey, like anybody want to sponsor me and send me art supplies? It's easier if I'm like at least have 10.
Yeah.
Because a lot of those like I've been researching it because I'm looking for ways to monetize my life. Like there's certain like channels and stuff or like companies that will send you like art supplies, but it's like they have minimum like 10,000 subscribers and things like that. And I'm like, God damn it, I'm like,
hey, so if you're not subscribed to Star's vlog,
subscribe to her
vlog. I'm trying to make more videos in general. I'm really trying to get back on like making like speed paint videos, and I want to do more art stuff in addition to the vlog.
When you're doing Ruby stuff every week, so it's like,
yeah,
that's a good.
I finally updated my YouTube banner.
Oh, good.
Yesterday.
Oh, it has a Ruby.
Yeah, like I just essentially drew myself like as like a cartoon character. Uh-huh. Pole dancing on a Wacom tablet pen and with Los Angeles in the background. I'm like, that's my brand. It's like art, vlogs, and Los Angeles. Yeah. Like, that's what it is. I've also been doing research on how to like market yourself and stuff. And I was like, ooh, my banner needs some work.
Well, you know what's hard about banners is like it's different
on whatever medium.
Yeah. And like when I tried to make a banner for something, it was like, well, you look it online and it's or on your phone and the image is cut off.
Yep.
And then you go to like
on
a TV. It's like,
stuff.
I know, but it's so, I don't know. I didn't have a good time.
It's really
it.
Not that bad once you have your templates. Like
I felt like the template was lying to me.
Everything has to fit in like a certain area, and depending on what and essentially you're gonna always have to sacrifice some element of your design based on like what thing. So if you don't want, just make sure the important stuff is in a particular spot,
right?
And that'll cover all your bases. But like if there's some design elements, you're like, but I like this. It's not gonna like translate to every.
That's sad.
Part. Speaking of this, on the old SourceFed Nerd banner, it's not there anymore, I don't think. No, it's definitely not, because they, like, took it away and then they put it back and all this stuff. But on the old SourceFed Nerd banner, no one ever watched it in TV version, because if they did, I had, like, hidden shit, like, on the bottom.
No way.
That no one would ever see. unless they saw the channel on a TV screen.
That's amazing.
Because no one ever sees YouTube on TV. So you could always like hide stuff on the bottom.
Maybe
I
now.
Actually should do that
People
to
do
mine.
It now.
But I think on the SourceFed Nerd one, I think I put Zach's face on like the bottom.
Great. Are you serious?
Yeah.
Little baby boy Zach.
Because
little
I think
Zach.
When we did the photo shoot with Sam and Maude we did like a really nice photo shoot.
I always
with them.
Thought that photo shoot looked like SourceFed Nerd the movie.
Yeah, like
you
it
know
was
what
like,
I mean. Like
it was
it's
like a
backlit
high.
It
was like a
looks,
fancy.
Nice. It's
it
like when they do animation in movies. It always looks nicer.
Yeah, it was a fancy photo shoot, and so when we did that, like obviously everybody like if you're around when photo shoots are happening, you get to be part of the photo shoot too.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I think and so Zach hopped in for a couple of the pictures, and then so like I had them and then I get all the files because I need to edit everything. So I was like, huh, that'd be funny. And so I just put them on the bottom of the thing.
That's great.
I think I put them on the bottom of SourceFed one too, because he was just part of like a bunch of gags. So,
yeah.
So it was just like funny.
I'm gonna
stick
check
him
it
in
out.
Stuff.
I'm gonna go on my TV.
I don't think it's there anymore because I think
the SourceFed one's still there.
The SourceFed one, no, they remember we changed it to like Goodbye. The last week,
Candace.
The schedule.
Oh,
and so
right.
I think I didn't put any jokes on that one just because I was sad.
We were all sad.
Yeah. But the original ones, yeah, I was like, there's like faces on the bottom. And I was like, no, and no one ever saw it because
no
one ever commented.
Watched, yeah, no one,
no one ever said anything.
Hey,
I was
if
like,
you saw
it,
let us know.
Let us know. We'll get you nothing.
You win nothing.
Yeah.
You win.
You
oh,
win
wow.
Nothing.
You watched YouTube on your TV.
Yeah, that's great.
Okay, so, Luis, we have to have this conversation.
Oh, boy.
Oh, I was going to have... I wasn't going to have that... No, I'm just kidding. Just kidding. That's a conversation.
Dun, dun, dun.
This is part two, Infinity War. Thanos has returned, and I'm Thanos.
Please don't sue us.
No, they're not going to sue us.
I honestly think the Avengers theme is one of the best themes.
Oh, it's so good.
I love it.
Dun, dun. Yeah.
Dun, dun, dun. Yeah. So
I don't even know where to start.
We've already talked about
I listened to the episode.
Oh, hold on. Anybody listening who hasn't seen Infinity War.
Oh, yeah.
We are going
to
talk about it.
Go to the movie theater right now. Bring your crime baby. No, bring your crime baby.
Don't bring your crime baby.
But go to see the movie.
What's your crime baby?
Huh?
What's a crying baby?
What's a crying baby? A baby that cries.
A child.
Oh, I thought you said crime baby.
Oh, no,
crying. Crying baby. Because
that's the excuse parents use. My baby's crying. I can't go to the movie theater.
Oh,
you
my
know?
Baby's
I
a crier.
Actually, I don't think you should bring anybody under 10.
To see it?
Yeah.
Oh, so I saw it a second time.
I saw it, too, a second time.
Oh, really? I only saw the one.
And the second time that I saw it. There was a, it was 10 o'clock at night.
Uh-huh.
There's like 9:50 was the showing. There was a small child, a baby child in the audience.
Oh,
like,
no.
What's happening?
Oh, Groot.
And, yeah.
Oh, Groot.
And, literally like 7 years old.
Oh,
like,
no.
But not only because of what happens, it's a spoilers, leave now.
Spoilers, get out and go see the movie right now.
Not only is it really sad, but it gets out at like, what was it? Like
one.
Yeah. Like
if a
one,
movie starts at 10, it'll be, you'll be
well,
out
but
of theater
also
at
there's
one.
Like 15 minutes of commercials.
Yeah. If you're going to AMC, it's always 20 minutes.
20 minutes.
Solid
it was
20.
AMC. So
yeah,
20 minutes
20.
Of commercials. So this got at like 1:30 with a 7-year-old child. I was like, what are.
Wait, is it a Friday or Saturday?
It was a Friday.
Yeah, then that's fine.
But having
that's
your 7-year-old
that's
up till 1:30 in the morning?
That's fine, because they're going to sleep all Saturday in the morning, and that's great.
Yeah, but he was like, they had to leave with him because he was so loud and
oh, that's the worst.
Crying
well, yeah, that's but that's their fault for not like looking up. Like, I feel like this, I mean, this would be a bummer as a parent to have to do, is to essentially spoil yourself. If you're going to go see a movie with your kid, you have to spoil yourself before you see the movie.
Oh.
If you're going to bring the kid, because
well, they
you
have
to
those websites with what happens in the movie. This
yeah,
person
yeah, and
touches
that's
this
fine,
person.
But that means you, as a parent, has to spoil. Like you,
that's the important part.
You have to spoil yourself so that you can that's be true. Aware if your kid's going to be able to handle it or not. The other option is you don't bring the kid and you go enjoy the movie. And then
I'm not
the kid
a parent, but
I'd
babysit.
It.
I'd give. Ooh.
Like
I'd plan a babysitter a month. Like I'm buying tickets.
Yeah, every
a month
I
out,
feel like every
I'm babysitting. Like
yeah, every Marvel's Avenger movie. I might not be seeing it opening weekend because I feel like it'd be harder to find a babysitter that weekend.
Yeah.
But I would definitely be like, okay, second weekend, can someone who's watched it, can somebody see, like, just hold this kid for, like, 4 hours?
Yeah.
I'm going to go.
I haven't had time to see it. Like, okay, so I saw it in movies, in the movie theater. And then I haven't had time to go to the movies just because it's 3 hours and it's a big part of my day. Anyway, I had to do it the old-fashioned way and get it off the web.
Oh.
So you did the
take
web?
Me to jail.
You did the web thing?
Yeah, it's okay. Fine. It wasn't as great quality, but no. I got to relive the experience again.
Okay.
So I'm putting it out there. I'm just saying I had to take it in bites because I was like, okay, I can get 30 minutes today or I can get an hour today. I just need it. I liked it. As you can tell, I liked the movie.
Okay, good. Because DJ was here and he didn't like the movie.
He didn't like it at first, but then he kind of liked it.
He liked
it. No, his first reaction was that he didn't like it.
I liked it a lot.
I really liked it.
It was such a fun... It was
one of my favorite Marvel movies.
Yeah, I mean...
Right now, Black Panther's still my favorite.
It is just so goddamn fun to see everybody come together. And there's that one moment when Peter Parker, like, they go into space, you know? And then it's like, all right, kid, you got to get out of here. And then Peter Parker flies away with that. Or like
the parachute
goes up and he flies out. I'm like, well, I guess that's it. That's the one time we're going to see Peter Parker. Because I haven't seen the trailer, so I didn't know he was in the rest of the movie. So.
Yeah, I would love. I need the next Marvel movie. I need to make sure I see it with you, Luis, just because I want to see your like the purest of pure reactions.
And after, I will say this. After rewatching the trailers afterwards, they did a very good job. Not to spoil a lot of things.
I only watch the first one rule now. Because the first one usually doesn't give away much. Like, they just showed the characters.
And they showed the Hulk in the trailer when he didn't even show up.
Yeah, the Hulk wasn't in it.
It's pretty crazy.
Oh, yeah.
But yeah, when he flew out and parachuted, I was like, well, I guess that's it. That's the only time we're going to see Spider-Man. Like, they're just kind of throwing in and like little cameos. But when he stays on and you see him holding on, I'm like, holy shit. He's going to be here for the long haul.
Yeah,
I'm ready
for
this.
Character.
Well, I didn't know. I thought it was going to be like there's so many characters. You have Wong, who's Wong showing up. That's a lot of people. You know what I mean?
And then he dipped.
I understand. Understandably.
He left real fast. He's just like, so I'm going to go protect
the sanctum.
Even though like if the stone's not there, why are you protecting the sanctum?
I mean,
he's sworn to protect.
And the sanctum. The least you could do at this point is protect the sanctum because the sanctum protects the earth.
Ish.
Ever since. So,
although I think if for predictions for the next one, my guess, I have a feeling he'll play a bigger part in the next one.
Oh, yeah. I think so.
Well, spoilers. Big spoilers. They got rid of so many people that it's like all those minor characters are probably going to come in and.
Yeah,
play a bigger part.
But it makes sense too.
I mean, for all we know, he disappeared too.
Yeah, that's a thing. And also, how do you not know that maybe Captain Marvel also disappeared? Like, you put a pager out call? Oops,
that's true.
She could have disappeared too.
He doesn't know.
He doesn't know.
He's just like,
well, that is the last resort. You kind of have to make the call.
Oh my God, what if she just?
Well, he didn't know what's happening.
The movie starts and it'd be. I mean, apparently the rumors that the Captain Marvel movie is her origin.
It's in the 90s.
Yeah, it's her origin story. So it's not gonna be this.
No, it's just setting up how powerful she is.
But what if at the end of that movie she's like, oh, I'm gonna go back to Earth, and then she just disappears and you're like, well, son of a bitch.
I know this is an Infinity War, but Ant-Man's gonna be really interesting because I wonder how it's gonna end.
Well, yeah, I don't like, know, because Ant-Man's before this.
Yeah, I think so. Or, it has to be.
Or my guess is, again, like, I've only watched the one trailer
and that's
it.
Yeah.
It doesn't have the tone. What if it's like halfway through? It's Ant-Man and the Wasp. It's going through. The shit goes down.
Yeah.
Half the people disappear, and then the rest of the movie has to keep going.
That would
like,
be great.
That would be great for people who watch all the Marvel movies. Yeah. That would be awful for people who have not watched any.
And then there's the new Luke Cage coming out.
Yeah.
And it's like, okay, they're gonna have to separate, right? I mean, they're not gonna talk about what happened with Infinity War.
I mean,
it could happen before.
I mean, they kind of did it with
they
S.H.I.E.L.D.
Did.
S.H.I.E.L.D. got mentioned, but S.H.I.E.L.D.'s on its own like bubble right now because they're dealing with their own timey-wimey thing, so they kind of figured out a way to.
My favorite moment of Infinity War. One of my favorite moments. I guess let's start here, and then we can just anchor all the thoughts because there's so many things. When Thor comes back.
Yeah.
With what's his name? With oh my God,
Groot and Rocket.
Rocket.
Oh, that was cool. No, what's the name of his axe? I feel so bad now. I just saw it today.
I don't know the name of his.
He's like,
his
what's
hammer?
The name
and
of the
my
axe? He's like, we call it something.
Yeah, I don't know the name of the axe. I just know when he comes.
Pretty
back
sure that's
with,
not the right name.
When he comes back with Groot's arm.
Anyway, yeah. Okay, question about the Groot arm.
Yeah,
would that not break? off as the handle? Or has that handle, well, has it like okay, strengthened
but
the wood?
But here's the thing. Is like, there's a talking tree and a raccoon.
So we don't know how strong that tree limb is.
I would say.
And yeah.
I would say the magical properties.
Seals it in.
The magical properties of the axe itself has like strengthens the arm of the thing as well. Like that's how I interpreted
it. So when he arrives, it is such a great feeling that you have. You're like, oh my God. You have a sense of relief.
Yeah.
Finally. It's like he has been fighting from the very beginning to have this revenge. I mean, he like he says, he loses everybody. You know, you guys talked about how great Thor has grown. I can't believe you haven't seen Thor.
Oh, that's
fine. I didn't. What other Marvel movies have you not seen?
Have you not seen Ragnarok?
No, I saw Ragnarok.
Oh, okay.
Did you see Ragnarok after Avengers Infinity?
No, okay. So I watched, sorry if this is a recap for people. I watched the first Avengers. Just recently.
It was Hanno didn't see
right Ragnarok. Before. Yeah. No, I hadn't seen Ragnarok before.
Infinity War.
No, I saw it before Infinity War.
Okay.
I was going to say, I'm
because
like,
it sets it up.
Yeah, that's
I just
yeah.
at the end. Easter egg.
So, I saw Avengers, or I watched Avengers, then I watched, Hannah and I watched Avengers, and then we watched Winter Soldier, then we watched Civil War.
We
skipped Ultron, but we recapped it.
Yeah.
There was a lot of stuff in Ultron that I forgot happened that sets up a lot of stuff, but it's fine. We recapped it. Then we watched Ragnarok, or Spider-Man Ragnarok.
Spider-Man's good.
Good choices. Yes.
And then Infinity War.
Yeah,
that's fine.
And then we just went back and watched Ant-Man 2 days ago.
How was that?
Ant-Man's fun.
It's so good.
Ant-Man's a good.
I don't know why I had. I need to rewatch it again because I feel like it's
good.
Kind of a weak heist film.
I love it much.
It's a.
Great. I gotta rewatch. I'll rewatch
it's
it.
It's a perfectly fine heist movie. It's good. It's a good movie in the.
I like
in
the briefcase fight.
In the thing, I like the joke. I
love the train fight. That's like my favorite.
Oh yeah, that's a fun one.
I like that they had a Zoolander reference in it. It made me.
I just typically don't like villains that are like the evil versions of the hero. Do you know what I mean?
Right.
So I always have an issue with that, but that's just like a personal annoyance, you know? But yeah, when Thor comes back and he's ramped up, he's got all this like anger and you know, and just focused on killing him. You have hope, you know what I mean? And it's true.
The movie did its job.
I know, it did a great job. And when he happened, I was like, yes! Everyone in the room was so excited. Bruce Banner's like, oh, you're in it now. And the same scene from Thor Ragnarok when he just destroys all those skeletons, I think. Same thing's happening with everybody. And you're like, oh, baby, you're done. You're dead. But then, of course, he doesn't go for the head.
Or the arm.
For the head.
Slice off his arm.
Okay, so when you first watched it, did you hear him? What did you hear? Did you hear him say, you should have gone for the hand or you should have gone for the head?
I heard head.
I heard hand. And then I went on YouTube and then it was like, it's hand. Head.
It's head.
Yeah, I heard head.
I heard hand. And then, but that's okay. That's fine. But yeah. So what else? I don't know. I'm sorry.
I think that what's interesting to me is what do you think is going to happen after?
Yeah. So, okay. So I rewatched Doctor Strange like pretty recently.
Yeah. We saw that one too. Not just recently, but yeah. That's
it's okay.
And I think that it gets good, like almost like you have to kind of
halfway
pass. Yeah. Halfway.
The visuals in that movie are fantastic.
It's almost like I don't like the beginning part. I feel like that's a little bit too
basic. But I don't really like him as a character, so.
I know. Yeah, it's kind of.
Like, I don't like the Doctor as a character, so it made it hard in the first half.
The first half's kind of. For me, it's. Yeah. But, like, I love how he takes down Dormammu.
Yes.
Yeah.
Dormammu.
So, but the thing that they were talking about.
That was written by Dan Harmon. The Dormammu part.
Was it really?
The last part? Really?
Yeah. Didn't it feel a little Rick and Morty-esque?
Yeah. What's going on here?
Yeah.
So when he's using the Time Stone, they all freak out. They're like, uh-uh, don't do that. And then I screenshot it. It says, temporal manipulations can create branches in time, unstable dimension openings, spatial paradoxes, time loops. And so... And that's why I feel that him manipulating that to get the Soul Stone or the Mind Stone, that was his undoing almost. You know what I mean?
Yeah, he manipulated
this
time.
Is the only way. And when you manipulate time in such a big fashion with such a huge element like that, such as the Infinity Stone, there's going to be terrible ramifications for it. And at the end of Doctor Strange, that guy who turns evil or just abandons, he's like, you shouldn't have done that. You have no idea. You have, there's going to be negative consequences to you doing this. And the Doctor Strange is like, I had to save everybody.
Yeah.
And he's like, not going to happen. So, you know, it seems like that's what I think is going to happen. There's going to be something that happens with the Time Stone that turns on Thanos. And then you guys already had your theories, which I agreed on too. How?
I just want it to end. I just want the whole thing.
It did feel like at the end it was just like a big middle finger to everybody. Like, you're done.
They're like, oh, you like superheroes? We're done.
Yeah.
And all I wanted.
And yeah, and I definitely felt near the end of the movie, I was like, okay, this is kind of, it's not 100% sure, but it feels like it's kind of like a Thanos film. I know you guys kind of talked about it. Yeah. It is a Thanos movie, and the Avengers are the bad guys.
It had to be, because all you saw of Thanos before, like, any of these things are just little snippets of him. There's no, like, definition of what kind of bad guy he is.
And it creates a through line for all these 20 or billions of characters to snap in a place when you have Thanos as kind of, like, the driving force of, like, this is what I want. I want to accomplish this. And then midway through, I have to give up Gamora. I have to kill her. And, like, I think it doesn't say it in the story, and that's fine. I think it didn't have time to flesh out things, but the movie's already 2 hours and 45 minutes, and it's taken in all these characters. Like you said, it's a pretty fucking amazing feat.
It's what they did. Incredible.
And there's a – I saw a funny thing on Reddit. They have, like, this improv subreddit, and it was like, this is the best I forget the name. It's slipping me. But they're like, when you go to UCB and you see improv, there's a formula to it where you have these.
Herald?
The Herald. So you have these. It's the greatest Herald of all time, because you have these individual scenes that happen, then they come together for Avengers. Then it's individual scenes, then they come back for the Avengers. And then individual scenes, and then it come back together. And then so
it's like the DNA strip thing you were talking about.
Yeah. Yeah. And so you have all these pieces and everyone's weight pouring into this, you know? The Guardians of the Galaxy, and it was just like my experience with this movie was just like, it was a perfect dish of, like, savoriness, you know, and then sweetness with the Guardians of the Galaxy, but then a little bitterness from, like, you know, Tony Stark, and, you know, like, it had a blend of all these flavors that when it was going from scene to scene, and all these great moments that I just enjoyed it so much, you know, and I wanted to rewatch it because I wanted to see all these people interact with each other.
And Cap's entrance.
Yes.
Oh yeah, Cap's entrance is wonderful.
Yeah. Oh, it's so good.
I wish there was a little, like, a little, I like Cap. Him? I wish there was a little bit more of Cap.
Yeah, me too.
You know what I mean?
You'll get him in part two. I know. Be and that's the thing. Five.
And that's great, because the first one's going to be like, this is Thanos' story. He wins, and, you know, he almost didn't get away with it, but in the end, he pulls it off and he snaps his finger, and they all die. Now that he's at his victory, Avengers. Now it's concentrated because we won't have that many more players, and we can focus on everybody's real wants and desires.
I have a feeling it's just going to be the Avengers being like, "Where the fuck's Tony? Oh, he's on a space rock. Well, shit. Now we got to go get him."
Well, they got the Bite Force.
Yeah.
So Thanos, I mean, what's his name, going to be like? Whoop,
whoop. And then they're just going to find
Nebula has her shit.
And then we're going to find Tony, and Tony's just going to be like, I'm done, you guys. I'm just going to stay on this rock forever.
Man, that guy has so much PTSD.
I know,
like,
right?
He's so damaged.
Or it's going to be Captain Marvel picking up Tony on the way back. Like, hey, I got, like, a weird distress signal. I know you.
I have no idea. I know nothing about Captain Marvel, which is great.
I don't really know anything about her either.
It was like how it was with Doctor Strange. I know nothing about it. And so I'm really, like, that one, I'm going to go really blind. Like, I think.
So you don't want to know even, like,
I don't
even
know
her
power. I don't want to know her power. I don't know what she does. I don't want to know anything.
Okay. So I won't say the little bit.
You guys are talking about it. I had to fast forward on my podcast.
Okay.
I don't know anything about her.
I don't want to know.
I know, like, two things.
Too much.
But not about, like, but the comic book. I don't know anything about the movie.
So even the comic, I don't even want to know her history.
Oh, that's weird, man.
No,
because he's going to go in blind.
Okay.
I want to go in for the ride.
I'm so down to go in blind.
Yeah. What else? I don't even know.
Look, somebody's here.
Protect the door. Who is it? Who could it be? I hope it's not someone stale.
No, it's definitely not somebody stale.
What could it be?
It's probably something fresh.
Oh. Hello, Fresh.
Hello.
Hello.
Hello. So,
hello. Murphy is so excited about Hello Fresh.
You knocked on the
Murphy's excited about Hello Fresh because we get Hello Fresh every single week.
Ooh.
And he gets the scraps from Hello Fresh. He likes it. And it's his favorite part of the week. No, so HelloFresh is our sponsor this week. They are great. It's a meal kit delivery service that shops, plans, and delivers step-by-step recipes and pre-measured ingredients so you can just cook, eat, and enjoy, especially that last part.
That sounds too easy.
It's not. It's perfectly easy. It's the perfect amount of easy.
It's the perfect amount of
easy. It isn't like going to a fast food restaurant where you're just like, oh, I get this thing and I don't know where it came from or how it works.
It's like right before what you would consider a challenge. Like, it's not easy.
No, it's perfect.
But it's not a challenge.
It makes me feel like I can cook. That's the cool thing.
It does make you feel like
you can cook. I'm a great cook. And it's like, no, they're just real good. So there's something for everyone with HelloFresh's selection. There's three plans to choose from. Classic, veggie, and family. Mm. Each box is made up of fresh, responsibly obtained ingredients from carefully selected farms and high-rated, trusted sources. You can make family dinners fuss-free with HelloFresh's picky eater, kid-tested and approved family plan recipes. And mind you,
whoever tests these things.
I know, right? That's not just for, like, kids who are picky eaters. That's also for people like me who are super picky eaters, because I'm, like, the pickiest eater on the planet.
Man, you really enjoy all the meals.
And I love all the meals, which is real weird, because I usually am, like, so picky. But they send weird stuff. You know, they'll send things that are like, they're like, I would never eat normally, and Hannah makes it, and it's delicious, and I eat it. And I'm like, this is the best day of my life. Because
I wonder if it's because you get to know exactly what goes into the thing.
Nope.
All right, well, there goes my
theory. It's just because it's delicious. Each week, there's a 20-minute meal on the classic menu for when you really don't have more time than that, which I usually always get. So when I choose my meals, I usually always choose that 20-minute meal. And it's great because it's really fast. You can look forward to your HelloFresh delivery, knowing dinner just got that much easier, which it is easier. You feel confident when cooking HelloFresh with the simple recipes outlined on pictured step-by-step instruction cards, which I have posted up on my refrigerator.
Look at that, they're right there. And you got the HelloFresh apron.
Where is it? Oh yeah, there it is. It's right there. We literally keep all the recipes and just keep making them because they're so good. All the ingredients come pre-measured and handy labeled meal kits, so you know which ingredients.
I love that because I get stressed out about picking stuff and food.
Yep. Yeah. Yep. I go to the store and I get the large thing of large thing of chilies or whatever, and I
waste
it.
Yeah.
You won't spend all night in the kitchen because recipes only take around 30 minutes, which is true. You spend less time meal planning and grocery shopping each week and get that time back to do more of what you love. Get out of the recipe rut and start cooking outside your comfort zone by discovering new delicious recipes in each week's box. And that's you get like amazing meals delivered to your door every week for less than $10 per serving.
Amazing.
And free shipping. If you want to get $30 off your first week of HelloFresh, you can visit HelloFresh.com/WSL30. That's 30. HelloFresh.com/WSL30. And enter WSL30 as your promo code. Yeah, that's it.
Great.
When you're reading the thing, and then as you're reading, you're like, yeah, that's true.
I know. Yeah, yeah.
Like, it's just an added like, yeah, that's an accurate statement.
Yeah, that is completely
accurate.
I agree
with what you're saying right there.
I love it so much that they sponsor our podcast, and they send us free boxes once in a while. And I was like, I can't do the free boxes every once in a while.
I need it every week,
so I ordered it every week. So it's great. But yeah, I get it, and it's great, and I love it. And you get to subscribe, and you can also. Oh, one of the really cool things is that you can go on and you can just for like the week that I'm gone. So like when I'm gone for a week, I can go on and just say, hey, don't send it to me this week, and choose that week that I'm not
gonna be gone
next
week.
Yeah, and so like I can pause it, and then they don't charge me, but then the next week it automatically delivers again. So it's not like I have to like unpause
it. Yeah.
Yeah. I just like go, hey, I'm not going to be here. And they go,
I don't know.
Okay,
if HelloFresh is still listening, I'm still, if you guys come up with like a crock pot plan.
Ooh, yeah. That'd be real good.
Crock pot plan, HelloFresh. Just pitching that, because that would be
that'd be
great.
So good.
That would be great.
I think there are, I think I got sent a crock pot meal from HelloFresh at one point.
Really?
I think so. Like one that you do in the slow cooker.
Yeah.
But I can't remember. Maybe not, because it's 30 minutes or less. Maybe
yeah,
that was a different.
Yeah, crockpot's an all day situation, but give me a once or twice a week crockpot.
You can throw it all in. It's
thing.
All good.
Like, give me all the stuff, throw it in, heat it up, and then I could have that for like, oh man, that would be, please HelloFresh.
That would be really good.
I need this. I need this in my life. It would be so good.
I love those little, like, they're like little packets. They look like little, like the little packets of, of stuff. I mean, you just pour it in the crock pot and then you put your meat in and then you just wait and it's done. It's so good.
I want HelloFresh to do that.
Yeah, that'd be cool.
But like with all the other fresh ingredients and all the other things that, because every time I try to do crock pot recipes, I'm just like, I don't know if I'm getting too much or too
little.
Like, honestly, it's just, because it's just me. So it's like, I also have to like adjust the pot for like, okay, I know how many leftovers I will eat. So, but all the crock pot recipes are for like, you know, like eight people and I'm like, or eight servings. And I'm like, I need, give me like a three serving version of this recipe.
Yeah.
And it's real hard to do that. So if a HelloFresh can do like a four serving crock pot, because I understand you can't do singles. I get it.
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah.
Totally understand. But like a four serving crock pot meal thing.
Are you asking for a job at HelloFresh?
I'm not even asking for it. I'm just asking for a service.
They might hire you.
They might hire you.
I would be willing to pay for it. I would pay for this service so fast because I like that, and then I don't have to go grocery shopping and try to figure it out.
We had these. They're like these pork tenderloins, and pork sometimes is really tough.
Mm-hmm.
Like sometimes it's really not thick, but like it's tough.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You know, it's not
marinated like for Thor's a while skin.
Usually you have to marinate it and like do a bunch of stuff, and it can not be good. And so,
sorry.
Oh, it's like he's just grumpy. So I was worried. Not that I should be worried, but I was worried because I was like, oh, it's gonna be pork. It's not gonna be fall off the not the bone.
It's not gonna be tender.
But it's not gonna be as tender as like the chicken or whatever. It was so good.
Oh yeah.
It was so, I don't remember exactly what the recipe was, but man, like it just, it would pull
falls
out.
Apart, yeah.
Yeah. It would just like fall apart, aww, which I didn't expect. So anyway, this is legitimately like HelloFresh. This is not me like playing to the, this is legitimately, I love HelloFresh. So anyway, go get HelloFresh. It's, what is it again? HelloFresh.com/WSL30 and enter WSL30 at checkout.
There you go.
Do it. Go do it.
So,
okay. Yeah, back to Infinity War.
All right, so I know I think I'm everywhere around the place. I wrote some notes, and I just want to go through
these.
Yeah,
write your notes. What is it?
I just want to go through them. Little notes. You guys already talked a lot about it, but I'm just going to talk about other things. Okay. When Hulk got hit by Thanos, mm-hmm, do you remember that?
Yes.
Oh, yeah, right in the beginning.
Yeah, in the beginning. Like, oh, we got a Hulk, and then he comes after him. It was really sad when Thanos hits him, and he goes, "Rrr."
Yeah,
sounds like a little dog.
It sounds so sad. I was like, oh, shit, things are about to get real fast.
Yeah, 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 yeah. The setup of that movie was great, too.
A lot of the performances of that, like Spider-Man dying was really sad. And the way that Bucky died and the way that Wanda
Gamora
died, the way that she looks up, Wanda looks up. Like,
oh, yeah. Uh-huh.
And then it just fades away and like everyone's reactions to that. Anyway, it was very, very good. And Josh Brolin, like Thanos' reactions
so good
towards everything that he's done.
He's so good.
You know what I mean? Like towards his remorse and towards, you know, the sadness he's gone. And you kind of believe it. You're like, whoa.
He's like suddenly
it's
a,
like, it's
I
like
didn't believe
a,
his sadness at all.
It's like when someone says, I hate you. You're the worst person in the world. And you're like, you're saying it very cheerfully, but these are bad things you're telling me. You know what I mean? It's kind of that feeling of like, wow, he's really remorseful about it. And I mean, truthfully, I think he was sad about it, you know?
Nah.
I think that's what makes him, you know, like he's crazy, but
I think he does think he's doing the right thing.
I'm on Gamora's side of this whole situation of like, no.
I mean, as the world, like, yes, that is the correct opinion. But I think in his world, you know, like.
On his mind, I'm sure he feels. But it's just, it's one of those things where it's just like, at least for
but
me.
But that
like,
is his humanity. That's the one genuine, like,
my brain
thing
can't
that he has.
Process the idea of what he's feeling is anywhere equivalent to, like, the genuine, like, feelings of love that other people have. Mm-hmm. Like, my brain just will not let go with, like, yeah.
So he may not have the pure, genuine love, but he does experience love in some small way, and he has it with Gamora.
Mm. Otherwise, he wouldn't have been able to get the stone.
Yeah.
Mm.
Even if it's not the
right... I think the stone is fucked up. Like, that's how my level of
which
the thing
is the goes. The whole soul stone part, too, is like, you gotta do all these things. And, like, maybe... Well, I don't know. It seems a little interesting.
How'd you feel when Red Skull showed up?
Whoa, where'd you come from?
Yeah, right?
Yeah. It took a second to be like, is that that guy from that first movie?
Yeah, I know. I was like, what? I don't understand.
I don't remember what happened to him. I was just like, what happened? happening.
But yeah, I even wrote the line down about...
He got sucked into the Tesseract, right?
Yeah, and then he got spit out over here. And he was just saying stuff like, what was he saying? Let me find it.
Yeah, all this stuff, I was just like, what? Oh, okay, all right.
Okay, what I hope this doesn't play audio. Let me pull it up really quick.
It demands a sacrifice. Wisdom. To ensure whoever possesses understand the power, it demands a sacrifice. In order to take the stone, you must lose what you love, a soul for a soul. To ensure whoever possesses it understands the power, it demands a sacrifice. Why does it demand a sacrifice?
Why?
I wonder if that's going to haunt Thanos later. That you guys are talking about, right? Isn't that what you're saying?
Like, the stone, whatever you sacrifice, the soul of the person you sacrifice goes into the stone.
So will he become haunted by Gamora now?
I think so.
That's what was happening at the end.
I think so. That's got to be what's happening.
Yeah, yeah. I think 100% whoever he sacrificed, yeah, I think that's the point.
It felt like a very hidden Guardians of the Galaxy movie within the Avengers at one point.
Oh, yeah.
Like, oh, my God.
Wait, so Red Skull. Let me go back to Red Skull really quick. Okay, so Red Skull was recast.
Yeah, I heard about that.
That was not Hugo Weaving.
It wasn't?
No.
Oh, he looked like him?
Looked like him, sounded like him, wasn't Hugo Weaving. It was Ross Marquand from The Walking Dead.
Oh.
Mm.
And the reason why is because Hugo Weaving, who played the character in The First Avenger, was adamant about never returning.
Asked
if he'd ever return to play Red Skull. The actor said, I signed a multi-picture deal for Captain America.
Whoa.
I think the tendency with those films would be to probably not bring a villain back. They might for the Avengers, but I didn't think it'd be in Captain America 2 or 3. I don't think Red Skull will be there. And it's not something I would want to do again. I'm glad I did it. I did sign up for a number of pictures, and I suppose contractually I would be obliged to if they forced me to. But they wouldn't want to force someone to do it if they didn't want to. I think I've done my dash with that sort of film. It was good to do it and try it, but to be honest, it's not the sort of film I seek out and I'm really excited by. As an actor, to do all sorts of different films is great. It stretches you in different ways, but I increasingly like to go back to what I used to always do, which is to get involved with projects that I really have a personal affiliation with.
You know what that sounds like to me? He didn't want to put on that red makeup anymore.
I know. I'm not putting that red makeup on anymore.
It's like, I never want to put on that makeup again. That was actually quite awful. And
there better be a reason why Ant-Man and Hawkeye weren't in it, because that bothered me. I was like, in my like OCD-ish part, I'm like, come on, there's two left. Just get them in the goddamn movie.
Yeah, I did not like that Hawkeye. Was Ant-Man, I understood.
But in the end of the Easter egg, they're like, okay, call Clint, and poof, and then he gets hit.
Yeah. But Hawkeye not being in it seemed real dumb.
Right.
There must be a reason, because they do mention him. At the end. I don't know why.
Yeah. They kind of mentioned him, Ant-Man. Yeah. Oh, like Ant-Man doesn't want to involve because his family's there. But like every superhero like on the planet has a family that's just like, well, I got to go do my superhero thing though. So it's kind of just weird.
I just Googled why weren't to find out why weren't Ant-Man and Green Arrow. Hawkeye. God damn it.
What's happening in my brain?
It's a whole different universe.
Yeah.
Why weren't Hawkeye and Ant-Man in Infinity War? And it auto-completed
to what?
Why weren't you
what?
At elf practice?
What? What's the answer? Why wasn't I there?
Don't know. I'm going to look it up.
I feel like that's all your D&D stuff.
Let's find out. Why weren't you at elf practice? Oh, it's a video. It's a video from, hold on. I'm gonna play this really loud.
Oh my God. My ears are bleeding. Get the time stone and reverse it so my ears don't bleed no more.
I told you it was going to be really loud. I warned you.
You could probably hear it in the microphone.
I turned my headphones, so you definitely could. It's from the, was it, Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer? Is that what it is? I don't know. Whatever.
Oh.
Yeah. It's from Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer.
Oh.
I don't know why. That. Okay. We're going to find out why. Oh, he got really excited. Wow. Murphy. Hey, come here.
Buddy.
What's going on? Dog's going crazy. Come here.
Cute earthquake.
Oh. Why weren't, Ant-Man and, it doesn't autocomplete. Anyway, I'm going to look it up. We're going to find out. I think they just said because they had families. I think
it's got to be. I mean, Ant-Man's doing his thing. Clint's kind of
Ant-Man has still under house arrest.
Why is he under house arrest and why isn't anyone else?
Well, he was under house arrest because he's a thief.
But what was he stealing? I guess we'll find out.
Like, no, from the first... You didn't ever watch the first Ant-Man.
I did. I've seen all the movies.
Yeah, there is so he's a very specific thief, and he was still under house arrest at the end of that movie.
Oh, so he got taken out for Civil War and then like, oh, plop you back in.
Yeah. Like, he wasn't supposed to show up for Civil War. Like, he hung out with fugitives and got into more trouble. Like, that was
so
part of the
Anthony
like,
and Joe
Russo.
Like,
that's why he wasn't at the...
He was at Civil War.
Yeah, but at the end, you know, when they're on the ship?
Yeah.
Like, he wasn't there.
Yes, he was.
He was?
Yes, he was in the ship. He was like, Hank Pym always says, never
right.
trust a Stark. And he was like, and who are you again?
Like, that's right. He was there. Then I don't know. That does not make sense.
Anthony and Joe Russo said there's a very specific story choice why.
Yes.
There is a... We have a really interesting story cooked up for both of those characters.
Yes.
And part of that story required that they be under house arrest.
Very good. I appreciate that.
So, yeah. So that's why. Apparently,
do you guys want to know the last words Groot said?
Yes. I saw this.
I'm Groot.
It's so sad. Well, no, what his
he
what
says,
the meaning
Groot,
is
but
behind
people
him
ask the Russo brothers what he actually said.
Didn't they ask James Gunn?
Or Jim Gunn?
Yeah,
because
James Gunn was producing for it. Yeah,
what, one of them. They're all the same.
I'm
me.
Sure he says I'm Groot.
No, he says I'm Groot, but he said but
his,
what he
the,
what
is
he actually
saying
like translated.
Language. Now he says I'm Groot for everything.
No, what?
Well, he was saying because he was talking to Rocket.
I love you.
No, he said Dad.
Dad.
Oh, so sad.
Dad.
Dad.
What if his name is actually Tree?
It could be, but he calls
because if
Groot.
If all of them say I am Groot,
what if Groot means tree?
Yeah. Here's a small little question
like that
mark.
Thor understood Groot. That made me.
That's
happy.
Very good.
Yeah, that was great.
This is a very small note. We'll move on real quick, but I thought it was interesting. Dark magic flows through Heimdall. You know the guy who sends the Hulk. There was also dark magic from Doctor Strange that it was forbidden to use. So is there a little tie into that? I don't know.
Probably.
Wait, what was that?
Heimdall, he was like,
yeah, I remember
the dark magic flow through me. But Doctor Strange also interacted with dark magic,
right?
And that was Dormammu. He was part of the dark magic world. So is there some sort of tie? You know that?
Yeah.
Also, what else? What else have we got here? What else is on my list? What's on my list here? I like that the face off between Thor and Peter Quill.
Yeah, that was fun.
You shall not take my part. Are you imitating him? No.
That was so good.
You're imitating me.
Yeah, that was their interaction was one of the most fun parts.
There was
it
a
also
lot of great
really highlighted
between.
How big Chris Hemsworth really is.
Yeah, yeah,
like,
right?
Jesus.
There's
like, they're
one,
all like
one
big
sandwich
dudes,
away from
and
being
I'm
fat.
Just like, oh my God.
And what I really dig too is that they found a way to depower the most powerful Avengers right away. Hulk?
Right.
Boom.
Done.
Gun.
Yep.
Vision? Ooh, he got knocked out real quick.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Because you would think, oh, well.
Oh, yeah. That moment where Vision's like, you should go. Mm-hmm. Is it you should go? You should stay? You should stay, I think he's
you
saying.
You should stay with me.
Yeah, stay. And then she sees the TV and he's like, or not, or whatever. Like, you do whatever you want to do. And then she sees a thing on TV, and then he's talking, and all of a sudden he's in the air, pierced from the back.
Yeah.
And you're like, what the fuck just happened?
It happens real quick.
Yeah.
And he's
that
damaged
dude,
the whole time. Yeah.
That dude who could just, like, split shit with his mind.
Oh,
and,
that
like,
was a great bad guy.
That was a great bad guy, yeah.
Why did he just died all of a sudden. What the heck happened?
He got sucked out of the window.
He got sucked out of the
window. Yeah,
Spider-Man
like, that was,
knocked him out.
That was real. I did not see that.
I enjoyed
coming.
That.
I didn't see it coming. I didn't think. I was like, how are they going to stop this guy? Are they going to stop Thanos and him? And it was a great way to show at least their strength to like, okay, if they can take him down, then now I have some hope that they'll be able to take Thanos down.
Yeah.
You know? So, you know.
Do you guys know what that thing is that Tony Stark is leaning on when he enters the Sanctum Sanctorum?
Oh, that vase? Or
yeah.
Something? Yeah.
What is
that it?
Is?
No.
I found out it's a it comes from the Defenders, and it is...
The Defenders?
It's the Cauldron of the Cosmos, and it's a place that Strange would go to relax and meditate, and it allows him to view different realities and timelines. He can access information quickly when he calls upon it. So it's sort of like an Alexa.
Oh, really?
Oh.
Yeah. He can, like, talk to it and, like, get information from it.
Neat.
Isn't that interesting?
That
it's
is
just
interesting.
Like such a small moment, but it has such like in the world it has a bigger significance.
It's amazing how
it's like tiny little things. Yeah.
Wields in. You know what also is an interesting point was like these are Infinity Stones, but there's only finite amount of resources. Right. Don't you think with the Infinity Stones you could, you know,
create more resources?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. That's exactly that it was like, why wouldn't you just
make more?
Make more.
Super cool torture was Doctor Strange. I thought that was really cool when he was like,
oh, the icy things, the icy crystals. Stabs.
Yeah, it was really cool.
Some advanced acupuncture.
Oh, yeah, I made that note over there. You guys talked a lot about these things already.
I know. I'm sorry. We talked about
fine.
A lot of it.
It's good. No, it's great. I just feel like I needed to vent out, especially with that.
No,
that
I'm glad
thing,
you did. It makes me happy.
What, you guys have any thoughts?
I'm just wondering if my biggest thought, maybe we'll just end on this, is like the characters that died not by the snap.
Yes.
Are they coming back or are they not coming back?
Yeah, they're going to come back.
Yeah, of course.
And everybody has somebody that they're fighting
but like,
for.
But like, is... Okay, two. Here's my... Maybe Gamora.
Yeah, Gamora for sure is coming back.
But is Loki coming back?
I don't know.
Yes.
Are we sure about that?
He's Loki of all of the characters to
but
be
they
like,
said they were pretty heavy-handed
he like,
about like...
no take-backs this time.
Yeah.
Like,
no
bullshit.
Resurrections this
bullshit.
Time.
Bullshit. They're all coming back because that's just what... It's comic books, guys.
Someone made a great point about
it's comic books. Nobody comes back. Other way around. Everyone comes back in
the
comic
stakes
books.
Are like, oh, I don't like this. I don't like it because everyone comes back. There's no stakes. But they were saying it's not about the permanence of the death, but the significance of the death. And so having all these people die and how that significantly affects everybody who survives and how they handle it. And then the people who may come back and how they handle that pressure as well.
Yeah.
I just thought that was an interesting point because I feel like the constant dialogue is like, oh, well, they'll come back. There's no, like, real heavy.
Oh, interesting.
You know?
Well, I mean, yeah, the whole point is, like, the angst of, like, how people deal with death and all that stuff. Like, right. Yeah, that's the entertaining part. But it's not the... I don't feel the sadness of, like, oh, man, that character's gone forever. It's more like...
But you, at the moment when it happens, you definitely do feel very, like... The way it's portrayed, like, it's like, oh, my God. Like, especially with Bucky and Captain. Because...
See what
the
I
whole time he's been fighting.
See
to,
what
like,
I think is going
to
happen is that next movie they're going to get Bucky back, and then Cap's going to die, and then Bucky's going to be like, "Well, son of a bitch!" Like
yeah.
It's just going to be one of those like,
so
they'll never be together.
There was an interview with the Russo brothers, and they said that they had to have some really hard conversations with some of the actors because they're leaving the franchise forever.
Yeah.
Bullshit.
So
whatever they say the same.
They
things.
Said
oh,
that
they, nah.
They said, let me find it.
I have heard, like, after the fourth one, it is, like, things, it is going to be a significant change.
You know why I also say bullshit? Because the Russo brothers might not always be the same people on the thing.
Right, but I feel like Kevin Feige, I think he wants to have some sort of sense of, like, closure with this, like, chapter.
They've said that Heimdall is dead.
Yeah, Heimdall, okay.
Yeah, like that's for sure. Idris Elba has already said goodbye on public.
It
forum.
Could be like in Fine. 10 years. It could be like 10 years. They're like, oh, I want to come back or whatever. Or 20 years, like he's old and like.
Here's the thing. Ever since I've never trusted a death on any superhero thing after what happened with Coulson. Because Coulson, when he died, that hit me hard. I was like, oh fuck. And for all the characters' knowledge of this stuff, like. They all, like, Cap still thinks Coulson's dead. Tony Stark still thinks Coulson's dead.
It's kind of fucked up.
It's really fucked up. Which, if it was addressed in the movies, that would be amazing. Because that's
a
good
really
character.
That really bothers
conflict.
Me that it's
but
not
they
addressed
all think,
in the movies.
They all think he's dead. But he has his whole life and has his own series. He's still running a thing. So it's like, I'm not, even if they're never seen in the movies again, in my head I'm like, I don't trust that characters will stay dead because you don't know who's going to be in charge of the movies after a while. And the reason Coulson died was because Whedon was in charge, and Whedon likes to kill off the hearts of all his things, so he did that. But you know who said no? Marvel and Disney were like, nah, we're gonna make
but
things.
There is gonna be closure in after the fourth
technically,
one for sure.
Technically Agent Carter's dead. She's technically dead, but she had a whole TV series. She had her whole thing.
Oh well,
going
I mean
on.
She
like,
died of old age.
Yeah. But, like, even then, I still have a hold up. I was just like, you know what? Someone's going to bring her DNA. She's going to pop back in because that lady's great. So, no matter what, I'm just going to always be like, they'll bring him back.
This is the purest time, I think, up until Avengers 4.
There's flashbacks up the wazoo.
Because this is when it starts really becoming comic booky world where, like, it just starts splitting off and splintering and then things aren't coherent anymore. You know, because it's just going to start changing and people are going to demand it and you can't keep up with it. So it's good. It's a very awesome time that we're living in of like waiting for these movies to come out. Like, yeah. If we're trying to show your kid this, I mean, I don't know how I'm going to do it. I'll probably have to orchestrate in some beautiful way.
Yep.
But all right, sit down. We're watching Iron Man 1 right now. We're going to go through this process. You're going to wait a week and then watch the next one. And the next one.
We just watched them back to back and it was really great.
I can, it's well, so good. I was so sad I couldn't go to the
marathon.
The marathon.
Or the El Capitan.
Yeah, marathon. But I have a second chance.
Yeah.
Because they're going to do it again for the next Avengers.
I feel like I'm going to, if I have kids and they want to, I'm just going to be like, if you guys want to see it on your own, you'll figure it out.
If they're like 5 years, well.
You shouldn't do it if they're five.
No.
What do you think?
Here's
10?
The thing. By the time nine. I feel like, but like 9 or 10 is around the right age to like introduce some super.
We're gonna go
movies.
Crazy. We're gonna have a Marvel year.
But I feel
year.
Like if they're not like wanting to know, no, like, if they're not whatever, into it, like whatever movies are out at that time, if they're not like, I want to see the new Spider-Man on their own accord, I'm not gonna be like, okay, well, we have to start from the beginning. I just might just be like, well, we'll just watch it from wherever and see how interested they are, and then if they want to like go back. Then do it because we'll there's so many movies.
I just found an article about Tom Hiddleston having a message for fans worried about Loki in Avengers Infinity War before Infinity War came out, and he was like, "Oh yeah, don't worry."
Okay,
so he just straight up lied.
This segues into my favorite thing that has happened, and yeah. I'm so surprised how not many people have heard of it. But when I showed you that video,
oh yeah,
where Mark Ruffalo spoils the Avengers,
oh, it's so
it
good.
Is the best video it's I've seen.
Amazing,
because him and then the I forget the guy who
Don
played,
Cheadle.
Don Cheadle, he's like, hey, should I say what's happening? He's like, hey man, it's up to you. It's your life.
It's your career.
It's your career. And then he's like, yeah, and this next one, it's crazy. Like, everybody dies. And Don Cheadle's like, dude, what the fuck? He's like, no, not everybody. Can we rewind? Like,
yeah.
It's the best. Have you seen this?
No.
Yes.
Oh, it's so
I love
good.
It. We're going to watch it after
okay,
this.
Okay, okay.
Please go online and watch like Mark Ruffalo spoiling the Avengers. It's the best
Did
reaction.
Did you guys? Okay. We talked about this the last time about Tom Holland ruining it for the people in the ArcLight Theater, right?
Someone yes. did. I did hear about yes. that. Yeah.
You and I talked about
okay,
that.
Okay. So
I heard that
I'm
on the podcast.
Post this. I'm going to post this video. Straight up in the general in Slack. No, I'm gonna post
no.
it in
just
podcast
in
commentary.
Podcast commentary, just post
in
it.
The Slack.
So I went to my friend Michael's show last Tuesday, which is why we didn't record on Tuesday.
Uh-huh.
But I, you know how like at Rockwell you sit with strangers for the most.
Oh yeah, yeah,
games?
Yeah, yeah.
So
yeah.
I was sitting at a table with
Rockwell's.
Strangers.
For those who don't know, Rockwell's
it's a table and stage dinner theater, and sometimes you just sit like you sit with strangers.
You sit with other people, yeah.
And at the end of the show, like, it was a bunch of ladies. And we just all started talking about Avengers. We were all really into it. But one of the girls, she was in that theater where Tom Holland spoiled it.
No way. What?
Yeah. Because she was just like, when I went to go see it, I was in to see it at the ArcLight. And, like, they had the cast. I was like, were you at the one with Tom Holland? She was like, yes. And I was like, so, okay, so you need to tell me how that went down. What did he look like? What happened? So he came out thinking they had already seen it. That was the first mistake.
Well, that's not his fault.
He thought it was after the movie. He didn't know it was like before it started. But here's the thing. Everybody else knew they hadn't watched it yet. Somehow he just didn't register.
Oh, well, then he just didn't listen.
Yeah. He so he comes out. And
what a great character, first off. I love his Spider-Man.
So he apparently he comes out and he goes to everybody. He's like, hey, everybody, I'm alive. And everyone's just like, what? And then... what's his name? Doctor Strange was also, Benedict was also there and just looked at him like, what the fuck?
Yeah.
They haven't seen it yet. And he's just like, and apparently his face just sunk because, and then
but they weren't going to kill him.
But it's still like, he didn't mean to spoil it for anybody. And apparently the way.
Because then you start taking that in and start dissecting it.
Yeah, the way the theater reacted to it, like, it went into, like, it was like a wave because people, like, it took a second to understand. And apparently it was like a wave of, like, whispering that like rolled
oh
up.
Oh my god!
Because people were like, "The fuck? What did he mean? Wait a second! Oh my god!" Like that kind of thing. But just think, imagine it in a rolling theater
That's
of like
amazing.
Realization. And then Benedict just had to go like, so like talking about like try to like change it from that moment. But apparently the whole time, like Tom didn't say anything else and was just like looking there, standing there, like, "Oh god, what have I done?"
Oh my
and
god!
And his like handlers on the side were just like, "God damn it!" Like they could tell, like they were just like. I said, I'm like, well, how did you? And I asked her, like, how she felt knowing that, watching. She's like, well, it was weird because, like, I still felt the impact of all of it.
Yeah.
Because I just thought it was going to be him. I didn't know it was going to be like every but half the thing.
Yeah.
So she still felt that. But the whole movie, every time she saw him, she was expecting him to die then. So it was like a weird like, is it now?
Yeah. It's like watching a trailer and then being like, oh, where's that moment? Where's that moment?
Yeah,
where's that
moment?
You know?
Yeah. So I was like, oh, man. She's like, yeah. She was like, he's adorable though. So it's okay.
So I'm on YouTube looking for that clip to post it. And I found a video from a YouTuber named Colton. And it says, Mark Ruffalo spoils Avengers Infinity War? Negative. It's from 9 months ago. And it says, this whole Mark Ruffalo spoils Avengers Infinity War was one big act. Let's talk about it.
Oh, no.
If you watch it, I mean,
this is 9 months ago. I know. And they were like, no, there's no way they all die. You
and
got
it slipped through.
Hey, Colton, I'm calling you out. You got it wrong.
You got it wrong, Colton boy.
Okay, I'm going to see if this is it so I can post it. Hold on.
That's it.
Yeah, this is it. Okay, I'm going to post it. Oh, it's so good. Okay.
All right.
Okay.
Should we answer a question?
I think that's it. No, we're in an hour.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
We're here. We've made it.
We did it.
Okay.
We might talk. This might become the new Harry Potter discussion, where ever so often we'll sprinkle in some Avenger talk.
It has been some time since we discussed some Potter stuff.
But we'll get back to that.
Wait, just as a quick, have you gotten through more book?
I'm getting through it right now. I'm still reading
Goblet.
Okay.
Yeah. We'll talk about it next time.
Okay. Yeah. Because
I'm gonna be gone for a week.
Yeah.
So I'm gonna catch up on some
reading.
Cool.
Oh yeah. I want some updates on some Potter.
We'll get back in the Potter world.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Awesome. Well. Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Oh yeah. Goodbye, everybody. Bye. I'm fading. Okay. I don't want to die.